Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I am your host, Monster Jam Lord Reagan. And I just got back from Tampa, Florida this weekend. 3 Monster Jam shows on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. And pretty good stuff, you know, when it comes to Monster Jam, you know, it's always going to be entertaining no matter what you get. But I would say that out of all the weeks of action, all the shows that we've had, that this was probably the weakest set of shows was this weekend. These 3 were not bad. The first 2, Friday and Saturday, were pretty good. Pretty good action. Not the best, but good. But Sunday was definitely lacking as far as entertainment goes for that show. Not very good. But we'll get to that when we get to that. Let's start off with results from Friday. Tampa, Florida, Monster Jam action. So, in the finals of racing, Bakugan Dragonoid Ryan Anderson defeats his brother Adam Anderson in Megalodon. Keep in mind, coming into this show, there was only 1 point separating Ryan Anderson and Adam Anderson from the points championship lead for the series this year. And Ryan was in the lead by 1 point, and they both met in the finals, and Ryan took on Adam for that 1 more point. So now, at this point, he's up 2 points only on Adam Anderson, which, oh my god, that can fluctuate just like the snap of a finger. Nothing is secured on this tour so far. Everyone is jumping everywhere in placement. The top 4, or, you know, any of the top 4 can take it in these next 2 shows coming up in Dallas at the end, but we're not there yet. Let's recap what happened in the skills competition on show 1 of Tampa this weekend, and our winner was Bryce Kenny, the Great Clubs Mohawk Warrior. His first skills challenge win of the weekend, which I would say is deserved. He had 2 great hits, you know, consistency. You know, if you're going for not really entertainment factor, but, you know, what is the most skill, then definitely Bryce Kenny got the win for this show. He, you know, came out for the first hit, walked it across the pod, and then the second hit, he finally accomplished what he's been attempting for weeks now, the moonwalk up the step-up ramp from behind. So many drivers have been attempting that every weekend, and none have gotten it until Bryce Kenny, finally the first guy. You know, Tom Menz has attempted it, Corey Rummel and Bryce, just to name a few, have all attempted that move. And finally, he got it. Bryce Kenny Mohawk Warrior gets the skills challenge win for show 1 in Tampa. And for the freestyle winner for Tampa, Adam Anderson Megalodon, 9.761 was his score. Now, this... let me give a little more detail and analysis on this. The points are really close up to this point. It looked like Ryan was in the lead for the show so far to get the overall and, you know, keep his lead for the championship. So Ryan came out and put on a phenomenal run, one of the best runs I'd seen in a while. You know, just a lot of skill, a lot of just craziness. You know, he's not been allowed to do backflips, so he can't really go crazy, and they're probably told not to mess up the Bakugan body, so he has to do what he can, and he's been excelling at that. Came out pretty early and had a great run. Took the lead with a 9.4. Then a bunch of other trucks came out after Ryan and put on mediocre freestyle runs, or, you know, not mediocre, but, you know, good runs, but just not quite Ryan's run. So when I was sitting there in the stands, I was like, oh yeah, looks like Ryan's got this freestyle win and therefore the overall event championship, I would assume. And then out comes last Adam Anderson Megalodon, and blows Ryan out of the lead. Ryan's 9.434 to Adam's 9.761. And if you ask me, I think Ryan should have got the freestyle win, but Adam, not taking anything away from him, did have a great run. Adam did have a great run, one of his best runs of the year, I'd say. It was pretty complete, just a bunch of air, a bunch of speed, a bunch of momentum to Ryan's. He had a bunch of crazy moves, you know, a bunch of like wheelies over ramps and a lot of, you know, a lot of technical stuff. I'd still give the win to Ryan, but I'm surprised that the judges got that high of a score for Adam and Megalodon. Whatever. But that led Adam into the points lead by one. At this point, he tied it, excuse me. He got the lead by one for this event, won the overall event championship for show one on Friday. And he got Ryan got 31 points this event. Adam got 32 points this event. So that when you add them up, both of them had the exact same amount of points and were in the tie for the lead for the Stadium Championship Series 2021. So that made it really exciting coming into Saturday evening, which our racing winner for Saturday evening was Bakugan Dragonoid Ryan Anderson defeating Barmusaur Zombie on Saturday. You know, not much else to say other than that in racing. Racing was pretty rudimentary, not anything too special. The skills challenge for Tampa Show 2, Tala Duke Monster Energy. Now, I will tell you, this was Todd's night, but this skills run was really good from Todd. So he came out, had a nice stoppie. Not much from that stoppie, but the second hit is where it's at. So he came and tried for a bicycle, which, you know, he's been trying to throw it into the stoppie to moonwalk after the bicycle for years now. He still hasn't gotten it yet, but this is, I guess, the closest Todd's gotten, or one of the closest attempts that he's gotten. So instead of the moonwalk, he just walks it forward on the front two wheels, realizes he's running out of room, hits the brakes, somersaults the truck over and back onto all fours. So, and that was great. That was cool. I mean, again, it wasn't the most skill, because, you know, I mean, it was mostly an accident. It wasn't the most skill for the skills challenge. So depending on how you want to vote for wow factor or vote for skill. The fans voted for skill this time, or excuse me, messed up the analogy. Fans voted for wow factor this time, which happens all the time. Skill does not get points in Monster Jam, as we all know. So Tala Duke Monster Energy takes the skills win, which I'm not complaining. I still think it was great. I still think it was awesome. I probably would have given him the skills win if you ask me. How many times have I seen a Max moonwalk? You know, takes a lot of skill, but not too entertaining anymore when I see it every single weekend. I've been to over 15 shows this year. So moving on to freestyle, speaking of the maximum moonwalk, our freestyle winner, Tom Mentz, Max D Fire, got a 9.828 in freestyle, which is an extremely high score. One of the highest scores this season, probably, from anyone in any competition. But we're not going to talk much about Tom's run. Tom came out and had a great run. He came out in a great part of the pack to get that high of a score. He came out, you know, first five. So that's obviously going to get him a lot more points. Had some of the biggest air. I think it was the biggest air of the year. He hit the backflip, saved, you know, just a normal backflip, then came around, swung it, and hit the biggest ramp in the stadium, launched it across the entire stadium until he almost hit Barmusaur Zombie across the stadium. Great run for Tom, but that was not the winning run of the night. If you ask me and everyone else in attendance or anyone else that's a Monster Jam fan, period, Tala Duke Monster Energy put on one of the most exciting runs of the season. Definitely the highlights of the year. This was crazy. So this season, it's been great. A lot of great action, you know, a lot of great skill that drivers have been showing, but there hasn't been that Monster Jam wildness. You know, we've seen that from Ryan Anderson, the skills challenge, but in freestyle, we haven't really seen anyone go wild in freestyle. Everyone's been trying to be nicer to the trucks and stuff like that, put on great runs, but be nicer to the trucks, not much destruction or crazy saves is what I'm getting at. So Todd the Duke came out, you know, was kind of going a little slower, a little harder than he's been going in past weeks, actually, but still a little slower than a lot of the rest of the field. Comes around for the backflip, the Monster Energy backflip ramp, you know, Monster Energy. Comes around, gets a rebound on the first hit, flips it back over. So he is about 1.5 rotations into the backflip at this point, gets it onto the front two tires again, and breaks his left front planetary, in his Monster Energy truck. So as he's gassing it, the truck only has one-wheel drive on the front. So he's on front, both front two tires, spins it around a complete perfect 180 and on the nose and lands it. Lands a back-to-back flip with a 180. Great. That was awesome. I love that unexpected saves. The unexpected moments of Monster Jam are always the best. Comes around, hits two more big airs, tries for a bicycle, and on the bicycle, he does not get it, so he's like, you know what, I'm just going to go send it into this ramp sideways, sends it into one of the jammer ramps sideways, pulls off another save on one tire, great. Tala Duke definitely should have won freestyle on Saturday night, not even a question, but didn't seem to matter because Todd still took the overall event championship for Saturday with a great placement in skills and freestyle. 32 points extra for Tala Duke and Monster Energy, which is definitely going to help him. It's definitely going to help him catch up to the points lead. He is only about 10 or 15 points behind the points lead as of me recording this. With only two shows to go, that's not impossible to make up. Definitely not impossible. So our show on Sunday for Monster Jam in Tampa, we had the finals in racing. Adam Anderson and Megalodon defeat Jim Kohler and Avenger. So what happened was, early on in the show, they had a light problem. So they were having, it was Ryan Anderson versus Tom Mentz. You know, the starting lights where, you know, they stage the two yellow lights, then the green light. That broke in Tom's lane. So Ryan had to run like three practice passes before they finally gave up and started using the video boards. They would just flash the video boards green, and then our drivers would know, okay, it's time to go. So this affected racing, I guess. I think it was supposed to be Bryce Kenny in the finals, but his truck broke down. So they had brought back Jim Kohler, or actually in the semifinals, excuse me. So they brought back Jim Kohler. Jim Kohler beat Cole Vennard in the Black Pearl in the semifinals to advance to the finals against Adam Anderson. Like I said, I've been saying this for a couple weeks now. Jim Kohler, this is his career-defining season. Up to this point, when he made it in the finals in racing, I'm like, he doesn't have to win. And this is still the best season of his career. He's never had this much skill, this much entertainment, this much. He's been trying, dude. Like, he's been trying so much, or at least not trying, but just getting the outcome he wants so much more than he ever has in his entire career, if you ask me. And I've been a Monster Jam fan for most of his career. So that's what I say. And believe it or not, Jim Kohler got extremely close to winning that. It was only by like hundredths of a second that Adam edged him out. It was really close, but our racing winner for shows three on Sunday, Adam Anderson Megalodon. Moving up to the skills challenge, our winner for the skills challenge on Sunday, Tom Mentz Max D Fire, again comes out with what he's been doing every single weekend, just two moonwalks, and of course he succeeds with both of them. He's never going to fail. But keep in mind, Jim Kohler and Avenger places second in the skills challenge this show. Keep that in mind. Jim Kohler gets second in racing, second in the skills challenge. And Jim Kohler just came out, he had a sky wheelie for both of his hits. Not bad, not bad. I wouldn't say I'd give it second, but, you know, he got second in the skills challenge. Finishing off with freestyle. Our winner for freestyle on Sunday, Corey Roma Rage, 9.287. Not Corey's best run of the year. Not anyone's best run of the year. This show was plagued by a bunch of bad luck from drivers, with Kristen Anderson not even completing the time in her freestyle, with Cole Vennard flipping early, Jamie Garner breaking down early, Adam flipping early, Bryce breaking early, Bari having a nice run, Tom Mentz broke early, Todd LeDuc, he flipped early, had a nice backflip, but landed on the roof from it. Ryan Anderson, great run. Okay, we need to talk about this right now. So Ryan Anderson comes out, I guess it would have been second or third. Second, because Lindsey Reed and Scooby-Doo came out first. She just got a bunch of big air with no momentum, really. Just, you know, sending it. It was, I'll say it's one of her best runs of the year. Scores an 8.697. Ryan Anderson comes out second right after that. Puts on one of the best runs that he has this entire season with, you know, with what he's got, 8.624. Oh my God, that was unfortunate to see. I was not a big fan of that, but what are you going to do, you know? You can't even really complain about this stuff anymore because you're just going to stir yourself up in anger. That's not worth it, you know? You might as well just accept it. As a Monster Jam fan, I think a lot of people have learned too, and I'm still working on it, you know? I still actually care about winners and you know, care about people's performances and stuff. I like to see people rewarded for what they put in. I'm not really, you know, I don't like seeing people like don't deserve a win get a win, you know. Or it's not even that as much. Like, seeing someone who doesn't deserve the win get it isn't as bad as seeing someone who deserve it not get it. You know what I'm saying? So that's always sucks. I think Ryan should have won freestyle this show. Ryan or Kohler. But Jim Kohler placed second in freestyle under his teammate Corey Rumble in Rage by only four decimal places. So, or three, it's two, something like that. 9.287 for Rage, 9.245 for Kohler. And I think you've heard me say Jim Kohler placed second in every competition on Sunday, which led Jim Kohler to get the overall event championship for show three, his second of the year in Tampa. So that is insane. Jim Kohler gets 33, which I think is the most points anyone's gotten in a single show this year. I don't think anyone's placed second in everything or that close. I don't think anyone's gotten that close to the three-peat for getting all the wins. So Jim Kohler got 33 out of a possible 36 points. I think that's the highest and extremely surprising. Jim Kohler, I shouldn't be surprised anymore. Jim Kohler is a complete madman out there now with his freestyle, with his skills. The fact that Jim Kohler is doing the best in his career on this tour, the hardest tour of all time, is insane. I love it. I love seeing Jim Kohler compete. Too bad it's not really helping him in the point standings. It's not going to matter much really anymore. But, you know, I mean, the tour's over for Jim. He's not going to be getting the championship. But the fact that Jim Kohler's got two overalls and so many more competition wins, as in freestyles and skills, I love it. I love seeing it. It's so entertaining for me as a longtime fan. Really mixes up the action. But that is those three shows in Tampa recapped. Let's recap the current points for Stadium Championship Series for our last stop before the finals in Arlington, Dallas, Texas. So let's go. 12th place, Lindsey Reed Scooby-Doo, 152 points. Expected. That's all I have to say. 11th place, Kristen Anderson Gravedigger, 167 points. Expected. That is about what I predicted. That's where I think she'll finish in the tour. Not going to be much, you know, discrepancy between Lindsey or Kristen. That's pretty much where it's going to be. 10th place, Jamie Garner Overboard, 191 points. A lot of bad luck for Jamie this weekend, so it brought him a little further down. Not as in standings. He was 10th last weekend, but he's a lot behind Corey Rumble now, who is our number 9. Corey Rumble Rage, 223 points. There's about 40-point difference now between those two. Number 8, Cole Venard, the Black Pearl, 238 points, who moved down one spot under Jim Kohler, who is in 7th, 252 points, who, that is a lot higher than anyone would have expected Jim Kohler to finish this tour. I think I would have probably thought he finished 10th or so this tour. But nope, Jim Kohler, he's blown everyone away, everyone's expectations. But the top six are expected now, not before the tour, but here's the top six. We got Barmy's Hour Zombie, 290 points. Number 5, Bryce Kenny, Great Clips Mockware, 314 points. Sucks to see. He carried the lead for a while, but he dropped it. Or not the lead, but he carried a nice second place for a while. But now he's down to the 5th. He's down about 54 points from the lead, which sucks. But, you know, I don't think anyone expected Bryce to win the tour. Number 4th, Tom Mentz, Max D Fire, 346 points, which is not too far from the lead. If Tom has two good shows, there's a chance, but I don't think there's a chance. I think Tom's out of the championship picture now. Number 3, Todd LeDuc, Monster Energy, 351 points. Todd LeDuc has made up these past two, three weekends. Todd has really picked up from his first three in Houston. His first three in Houston was not the Todd we're used to seeing. Now we're seeing the Todd we're used to seeing, who's one of the best out there, you know, top three. I still say there is a very slim chance that Todd LeDuc could take the tour. I don't know. A man can dream, but I don't know if my dreams are going to come true. So number one and two is who the points championship is going to come down to. Number two is Ryan Anderson, Bogdan Dragunov, 362 points. Ryan's been kind of dropping the ball the past couple weekends. I think he had a great three weekends in Houston, and then the weekend in Orlando he dominated. But ever since Jacksonville and Tampa, these were not Ryan's weekends. Ryan lost the points championship lead to his brother Adam, who is in our lead with Adam Anderson Megalodon, 368 points. Only 6 points separate them. So Adam, you know, even if he does great in these shows, Ryan can still take the lead. Adam could get out in round one racing in one of these shows, and that takes him out of the lead just like that, you know? It's so close. So much can happen. So much stuff. That's what I love about Monster Jam. So much stuff can happen at any time that changes the course of the entire series, of the entire Monster Jam history even. But right as of right now, the two Anderson boys are in the lead. So this is interesting because these two are not in the trucks they're used to, let alone the chassis they're used to. We have Adam Anderson driving Megalodon in the points lead, who, when I predicted Adam to finish like 5th or 6th this tour. The shows that he did in Dallas, the first two shows of Megalodon, and in Salt Lake City, it was like, oh my, Adam is not, it just did not, I did not have much promise or much faith in him. Excuse me, I mean, I don't mean to say that, but I was not expecting it to be Adam's season at all this year. But he's proved everyone wrong. It only took him to like week two. I mean, he won racing the first show in Houston. So he was the first points leader technically. And, he really picked it up. He's gotten used to that truck. He's pretty good in the skills. You know, he's getting middle of the pack in the skills challenge, winning more freestyles than pretty much anybody right now. And, racing, he's always, I'd say right now, especially, he's the best in racing on the entire tour. So Adam Anderson proving me wrong probably proved a lot of other people wrong coming into this points tour. He's being a competitor. I really want to see him take the championship. As much as I'd love to see Ryan get it, I think it would be so much more fitting if Adam did, where he, you know, so many people didn't expect him to perform up to his Digger standard and win the championship, the points championship, but in this field of drivers. And I don't even think a lot of people would predict Adam to win the championship out of the field of drivers if he wasn't Gravedigger, you know what I mean? With Tom Mensch, Todd LeDuc, Ryan Anderson, a lot of people probably wouldn't pick Adam to be the winner at the end, especially in a Megalodon truck, but it looks like Adam's going to get it. I really hope he gets it. I think he'll be consistent in Dallas in the next 2 weeks, and I think he'll take home that series points championship in Megalodon. Imagine looking in the history books 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the line, seeing Adam Anderson and Megalodon take the championship in 2021. It's not going to be Tom Mensch, Max D. Fire, which was already happened. Todd LeDuc, Monster Energy already happened. Ryan Anderson, Son of a Digger. We're Adam Anderson, Gravedigger. We're seeing Adam Anderson and Megalodon take home the points championship. And then the second best thing that can happen after that is Ryan Anderson, Bakugan, Dragonoid, who is in second place. So I think it's going to be great. I can't wait for these next two shows. In Dallas, Texas, March 27th and 28th, coming up Saturday, Sunday in 2 weeks. So I will be at those two shows, and I will film them. I will film the end of the Monster Jam 2021 Stadium Championship Series, be up on my channel. I filmed all three shows of the Monster Jam 2021 Stadium Championship Series from Tampa on my YouTube channel right now. Go to youtube.com/C/MonsterJamLord, or just type Monster Jam Lord in on YouTube. You can follow me on Instagram at monster.jam.lord to check out, you know, where I'm going to be at, my schedule. I'll tell you my schedule right now. I'm going to be in Dallas in 2 weeks, like I said, and in Atlanta directly a month after that. Those are my two shows I got planned right now. My two weekends, should I say. 6 shows. Those are going to be awesome. I can't wait. Great action in Tampa this weekend. I can't wait for the finale in 2 weeks. So thanks for watching this podcast, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you're interested, subscribe to Monster Jam Lore to keep up with what I'm doing. Thank you, everybody. Have a good one.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today, we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.